IFE, which was installed on a hotel roof terrace a decade ago, has been relocated out of town. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Partly cloudy skies, hot and humid today. 91 will feel like the upper 90s. Southeast breeze 5 to 15. There will be a few storms in the listening area this afternoon through about 7 o'clock. Becoming clear, light winds and 69 tonight. Sunshine and 93 on Wednesday. Mostly sunny, breezy, and hot Thursday. High 95, but it will feel like 100 or higher. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And yesterday's high in Wichita, 89. Normal high for the date, 92. It's just kind of muggy out there. 7:33, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It's time for our weekly visit with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to be with you.
Let's talk about, first of all, the 4th of July. Did you have an exciting or fun time there?
Yeah, we came back, all my kids and my wife and I came back with all 10 fingers and 10 toes, so we call it a success. And 4th of July was a lot of fun. It's always good with family and friends. And you know, the young kids, they really enjoy the fireworks. And it feels like maybe tariff policy got a hold of the fireworks this year because they were a little bit more expensive this year than I remember in years past. But all in all, man, it was a great 4th of July. The weather was wonderful that evening, and we had a lot of fun. I hope the same for you guys.
I always have fun on the 4th of July because I enjoy sitting in a lawn chair and watching my neighbors blow up their own paychecks and money and entertain me all the while.
It sure does feel like you're just lighting $20 bills and waving them in the sky, but it was a good vacation. It was a really, really good weekend. And man, I'm just telling you, and I agree with you, just sitting back and watching the kids enjoy people come together and the fellowship. That's what makes it great.
Do you remember, I don't know if you know if they still make it, it's called the snakes, and they're little black pellets, and you light them on fire and they just curl out and grow into these little ugly looking things that blow away. Do you remember snakes, or did you ever?
I remember them well, and I remember the little snapping pops that you throw on the ground. But I'm just going to tell you, my kids are a little aggressive. They don't deal with that small-time stuff. I mean, they want the big boy stuff. They want the professional stuff. And I wish it was as simple as spending 50 cents on one of those snakes, but that's not my lot in life anymore. So my kids want something big that goes boom.
Wasn't the snake your...
My dad loved the
favorite?
Snakes, yes.
Loved the snakes.
Although our friend Teresa Vizi at City Hall said they stained their driveway.
Well,
they do stain the concrete.
Teresa's, she's kind of an American there, I guess, huh? At any rate. Okay, back to business. You have a commission meeting tomorrow, sir?
Yeah, business it is. We got a rather sizable commission meeting tomorrow, Wednesday, 9 a.m. A few things on the agenda that are noteworthy. We're having 2025 mini MPA certificates. These are just employees from Sedgwick County government that go through what's called a mini MPA. It's a course designed in partnership with the Hugo Wall School. So I believe all in all, there's about 8 and 9 individuals that we'll honor tomorrow because they've completed that certificate and that course. We always think that's a good thing for our individual staff and leaders in our organization to continue to grow in their leadership. So we'll honor them with that. We're doing I have a couple individuals from the Valley Center Township that will be appointed. Townships are a really unique role of government here in Kansas, and particularly in Sedgwick County, to where, you know, if it's an unincorporated road, a dirt road or a ditch, it typically isn't maintained by Sedgwick County government. They're maintained by townships that are independent, taxing jurisdictions, independently elected. Valley Center Township had 2 openings, so the Board of County Commission gets to appoint 2 people. We'll do that. But the big news for tomorrow is going to be that Manager Tom Stoltz is going to present his 2026 recommended budget. This is a budget that he and staff are recommending to give us kind of a baseline to work from. Altogether, there's 8.6% assessed value growth that's available in Sedgwick County. I cannot see a world in which this county commission is going to take all 8.6% of that assessed value growth. I think what we're going to see from Manager Stoltz is that he'll probably present us a budget somewhere in the neighborhood of 5.5% assessed value growth. So we'll lower the mill levy, and that'll determine tomorrow. Will also determine the maximum property tax that we can take when we adopt a budget in August. I think it's August the 20th. So it's going to be a big day tomorrow. It's going to be a big budget that we're working through. 46 departments, a lot of resources, and this is always a lot of news around Sedgwick County government, but that recommended budget comes tomorrow, and then we'll have about 6 weeks before we adopt the final budget.
I was going to say, we've got a time in there where you're going to look at it and maybe make some adjustments. Usually not many, right?
You know, I would say that this will be my third budget as a county commissioner. I'd say that at the recommended budget's typically about 97-98% final, and gives us a really good baseline. You know, I've continued to say that, you know, there's not a whole lot of discretionary spending at Sedgwick County government. You know, we are looking at a Board of County Commission historically that has been rather conservative, rather lean, and operated a rather lean budget. If you look at just comparison, you know, this budget's likely going to be around $600 million. You know, if you look at Johnson County has 80,000 more people than Sedgwick County. So, you know, more people, but not a whole lot of people. Their budget's going to be close to $1.9 billion. Our budget here is about $600 million. And, you know, we have significantly more challenges here. 40% of the entire violent crime in the state happens in Sedgwick County. Our jail is bigger. Our needs are bigger. And yet we operate rather lean comparative to some of our neighbors around the state. And again, we will likely pass a mill levy reduction, a property tax mill levy reduction. We're already the lowest mill levy that we've had in 27 years for Sedgwick County government. And I think that thing's going to go lower as we reduce our dependence on property taxes. So there's just a lot going on here. The overall purpose of what we're doing, though, is, and it's the most important thing we do, is funding the services and the operations of Sedgwick County government and our 3,000 employees. And we'll make sure we ensure staffing stability, efficiency, and great public service for what we're entitled to do and what we're called to do as Sedgwick County government. But tomorrow's going to be a big day. We're also going to have two public meetings, July the 30th. We'll have a public meeting in the evening at the Ruffin Building. And then we'll also have one on August 20th, which is the same day we adopt the budget. So it's all budget time at Sedgwick County government.
We, of course, the 4th of July is come and gone. And already we're looking at, I was in Menards with my wife over the weekend and noticed that they're preparing. They're always looking ahead. I saw that you can buy at Menards, they got a special on these skeletons you put in your front yard for Halloween.
Yeah,
they've got them. They got red eyes and green eyes, and I've never wanted to buy one of those, but looks like Halloween is almost here. Wait a minute, we haven't done Thanksgiving yet, right? Oh well, Thanksgiving comes after that. Anyway, Halloween's coming up.
Listen, as a former retailer, you can't allow the retail folks to determine what our seasons are. Let's enjoy the season that we're in. Let's enjoy summer. I can't stand it when we try to get through summer quicker than it is, and then we'll be advertising Christmas before Thanksgiving. So let's just keep things in order. Hey, if you guys want, I can try to pass a resolution from Sedgwick County government to mandate these things if you think we should be doing that. But let's just enjoy the summer while we've got it. It's been a beautiful summer. Let's not rush to Halloween.
Right. Amen, Ryan Beatty. Yeah. I 100%
That's
agree.
Right. I agree, too. But I'm an agreeable person. I actually did something on Facebook. We reposted something yesterday that's from several years ago. Just a photo of Ted and I. It's kind of a fun little thing. And I got a response. Somebody responded to it. Tom Winters. Who is Tom Winters?
Tom Winters. Former County Commissioner Tom Winters.
Yes.
Still relatively active. And we've had some retirements here recently at Sedgwick County Commission and the Sedgwick County office. And Tom has made himself available and written very kind letters and even shown up at one of those to support. So Tom Winters still very active and still cares deeply about this community.
He says, you both take me back to Wichita from Olathe almost every weekday morning.
Huh.
Keep going as long as it's good. It's a good time for you. All right, Tom. We'll do our best.
Isn't that great? What an encouraging man to still care. He lives up in Olathe and still cares deeply about what happens here in Sedgwick County. What an honorable man. I'm really glad he reached out to you guys.
Did he know his property taxes are more expensive up there? Is he aware
of
that?
If not, we need to remind him, and he's welcome to move back any time where he's got a county commission that cares deeply about his property taxes.
By the way, this is Steve and Ted show number 6,965. And I know that, Ryan, you're concerned about that, but there it is, 69, what did I say,
65? Congratulations.
All right.
Quite a legacy, guys. Good job.
Thank you. Be going out there and buying that new skeleton for your front yard, okay?
Have a good week, guys.
Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty with Steve and Ted every Tuesday morning at this time. Coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update. They're going to talk about Kirk's going to talk about transforming Town West Square.
Kirk's back?
Kirk Semenoff is back.
Oh, good.
That's coming up with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.